This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the mountains right here in Missouri. We're delighted you're here. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Finelli. And if you'd like to call us today, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen to us as you travel or at home, we have a fabulous listen line. It really works well. 605-477-3249. Captain John Reagan's with us, U.S. Air Force Reserves retired. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
So, no longer are you broadcasting from the Dallas Mobile Studios.
It feels strange having a full-size desktop and using a full-size keyboard, having a place for the mouse. It's great.
Now, you can broadcast with one mouse? Really? Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got three mice here, three keyboards, one, two, three, four, five screens, and I can hardly. There's no room on the. I have a very large desk, and with all the equipment here, there's hardly any room. But I need three mice. I can't figure out how to do it without. Well, I could use a KVM, right? Switch to switch between keyboards and mice and so forth. But I think I'd rather just have the keyboards and I can just reach over and they're connected and ready to go without switching. So, are there any other alternatives? Are there mice that can connect to multiple computers simultaneously? Because I don't know of one.
I can't imagine how you would do that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I remember when IBM came out with the PC Junior, back around, that'd be in the 80s. And they had these wireless keyboards, and they thought that was the neatest thing. So you could have a wireless keyboard, and you could just have it on your desk and aim your keyboard right at the PC desktop computer, and it would work. And so they sold them to schools. And the schools would have, maybe 25, 30 of these IBM PC Juniors in a classroom. And the keyboards were transmitting to other computers, and it got so confusing. They couldn't get the keyboard to transmit to the computer they wanted, and just that one computer. So they had to put cords on the keyboard. So they upgraded the wireless keyboard with a cord. So we have cords here. I mean, we're doing it the old-fashioned way, and it works fine. So, Captain John Reagan, I'm at the Financial State of the Union.com. I'm at the News tab, and you've got a fabulous lesson plan for us today.
Yes, I actually don't know a whole lot about what happened last week. Most of what I've got posted for today is the stuff I talked about last time that I didn't get a chance to even put on the post. And I wish I could have gotten to that before the convention, because you would have been able to understand some of the lies a lot better, especially on the condition of our economy. And, all I can say is fasten your seatbelt. We've got about 50 items here, so I've got to go about 10 speed just to get through it all. And I want to pick up from last week. There were some of the preparedness items we didn't get to that I just want to touch on. One is, how many canning jars do you need? And I knew you needed a fair amount, but I never sat down and did the calculation. And this article talks about how for 2 cups of veggies a day for 4 people, it would take somewhere between 800 and 1,200 jars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of let that sink in, you know. So for a family of four, you know, 1,000 jars, and that's kind of like a minimum. And then you have to have a place to store that, and you probably don't just want open shelves, you know, even where you are, where the when the new Madrid goes off, you shouldn't suffer severe damage, but there's still going to be, you know, some earthquake effect there, and you don't want those things flying off the shelves. You don't want them clinging together and breaking. So there's a little bit of preparation with that. And if you've got, you know, just 20 people around the area, that means between all of you, you're going to need at least 5,000 jars. And that's a lot of jars.
Well, Walmart doesn't have that many jars, and our son was passing through from where he lives to our farm, and I asked him if he could stop at the Chinese factory outlet, and they had jars, cases of jars, 12 in a case, lids, lids, rings, and jars, all bundled together for $12, so a dollar per jar complete. They only had 3 cases. That's all that Walmart had.
And,
so
and lids
you
are
thought we'd top off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lids are the other side of the equation. You need to make sure you have enough, because once the supply chain goes down, what you have on hand is all you're going to have.
Right. Right. And by the way, we experimented with the used spaghetti sauce jars, the kind that you get for spaghetti sauce for, I think, about 22 to 24 ounce jars. 99 cents to, you know, $1.49 maybe at most supermarkets. And if you wash them out, we thought, you know, I'll bet you we could reuse these. And the answer is we were able to. We were able to wash them out, sterilize them, and reuse them. So you might get one other use out of a spaghetti sauce jar. Just one thought. You know, we don't throw anything away. Literally. We don't throw anything away. Use jars. Cans, we keep the cans for using in the shop, you know, we're an automotive shop where we fix our tractors and equipment, and we always need cans for all kinds of things. But the ones that don't have those ring peel-off lids, the ones that you open with a can opener, we try to save all of them. But we do throw out the aluminum. We do throw out the aluminum if we have any aluminum cans with the pop tops. If they show up here at the farm, we throw them out because we don't want to contribute to the spraying overhead of chemtrails. We just, you know, it bothers us to do that, but we just throw them away. We're not going to recycle aluminum for our own deaths.
Well, next up, sleeping with the chickens, and they found out. Well, we've talked about how mosquitoes are a problem. There's even more diseases that they have than when we were young that they're spreading nowadays. But they find out that if you have a chicken in the room or chicken feathers in the room, it lowers the number of mosquitoes that they count in a room. So if you want some natural mosquito repellent, just use chickens.
Well, I can tell you that we have a 10-foot by 10-foot, it was like a chain-linked area to put puppies in so they wouldn't get lost when they were, you know, when they were very young. And we used that. We put a roof on it, and it has a, you know, it's all chain-link, and it's right outside the, maybe 25 feet outside the back door. And the chickens go in there at night, so they, you know, they put themselves to bed, and then we just close the chain link gate, if you will, so that they can't be attacked while we're sleeping. But what we found is, and they're doing a great job on the ticks and the fleas, but the chicken poop brings the flies. So it's a double-edged sword. We have more flies and fewer ticks and fleas and other bugs. They're on patrol all the time, and they do a great job. So I'm with you, and I suggest that you consider getting some chickens. And one of the benefits is eggs. So we have those free-range eggs. I don't know what they cost in the store now. I've seen them as high as about $4 a dozen, maybe even more in other parts of the country. But we have free-range chicken eggs, and they come in these brown-colored shells, and they're great. They really are fabulous. So we have enough eggs for us and the dogs. And the food is the bugs. Chickens eat the bugs and some of the grasses. Great way to go. You're absolutely right, John.
And we'll close out this segment with 40 skills. And this is an article, 40 shockingly simple skills that today's millennials have no idea what to do. And number one on it is plant a seed in dirt and grow an edible plant. And how many times we talked about it's all about the food. But this includes other things like sharpen a pencil, identify the name of any tree or bird in the real world, check the oil level in any engine, name a single star in the night sky, change a blown fuse. It's amazing. Start a campfire even with a lighter, sharpen a knife, chop wood for a wood stove, strip a copper wire, dry clothes on a clothesline, catch a fish, clean a pistol. It's a pretty interesting list. I wish we had the time to go through all 40, but there's, like I say, so much more to get to today. If there's any there you want to rattle off, be my guest.
Yeah. Just a really simple one, John. Calculate, number 25, calculate a 15% waiter tip in their heads. They can't, that's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Young people have trouble doing a lot of things, and we've been talking about this for years. Another one that really shocked me on this list, number 33, fold a paper airplane. I mean, that's something that we used to do in, I don't know, second grade, right? Third grade. You know, by the time we're in fourth grade, airplanes were flying all over the classroom, weren't they?
Guess it's kind of hard to fold a tablet to an airplane.
And we used to experiment with designs, you know, weight the front, weight the middle, experiment with wider wings, stronger wings, different kinds of paper. You know, we were flying airplanes all over the classroom in elementary school. And young people today, I'll bet you they really would have a tough time making a paper airplane out of 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. We'll be right back. Captain John Reagan's with us. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John, if we could just go back for just a few seconds to those 40 shockingly simple skills that today's millennials have no idea how to do. Number 17 is sharpen a knife. And so I reached, I've got, my uniform is pretty much blue jeans and combat boots and a tactical belt. And I have, I carry with me a knife at all times. And the one that I've chosen as the best knife to carry is a inexpensive knife made by Gerber, and it's called a Paraframe. And they have one that's a small one, they call it a mini, and then they've got a standard size with a little bit over a 3-inch blade. And it locks and has like a skeleton handle. And it's really nice. It's got a serrated edge, and you can sharpen it, and it keeps an edge for a long time. And I carry it all the time because as a farmer, I use it. John Reagan, do you remember the story about how Dr. Howard Shane and his wife were here at the farm many years ago, and we were going back to Springfield over to his place, and Mrs. Finelli and I were in our car, and he and his wife were in their vehicle, and we were stopped at a traffic light like two young people ready to race side by side, but it was really foggy, and we weren't racing, but it kind of had that kind of appearance. Because we're just side by side. That was the only reason. And we heard this loud boom. And we looked over and we couldn't figure out what happened. Well, a guy had crashed into the traffic light concrete piling in the middle of the road. Crashed into it. And he jumped out of his vehicle and I jumped out of ours. And we saw that the car was on fire. and that the door was crushed and the windows were all intact. So I moved my vehicle out of the way, and I got my jack out of the back of the trunk. It's a very heavy jack, and I was going to bash in the windows because we were going to get this guy out. And the guy was unconscious. And Howard Chang took out his razor sharp knife out of his pocket. I bashed in the car window, and he reached in and cut the seatbelt. And a couple guys helped him, and they got the man out. And then the vehicle continued to burn. And what was happening was the engine was on fire, the dashboard was on fire, plastic was dripping on him, and the guy was unconscious. The point is, you have, as number 17 on your list, sharpen a knife, even using a knife sharpener. And what I wanted to say is, you know, you may think that having a sharp knife is something that you don't need to do. Absolutely, you do need to do it. And so we were there, and, you know, as a group of us, we saved this guy's life. A nurse was on the scene, and so we pulled him out of the way while the car continued to burn. And after we got him safe, 45 minutes or 20 minutes later, the ambulance came. Bottom line is that you got to have a knife. So that's all I wanted to say about that, John.
Okay. Well, a lot of items in the financial section today, as well as the employment. And the first link, I had a little bit of fun pretending that I was working for the administration. How do I spin this news? So I said, GDP growth increases 50%. CNBC actually said, how slow is U.S. economic growth? Close to zero. They released the second quarter GDP rate Friday. A miserable, absolutely bad 1.2%. And the revised first quarter down to 0.8%. So going from 0.8% to 1.2% is a 50% increase. Mm-hmm. This is about as bad as you can get before going negative. And Obama is the first president that, unless we get into a period of hyperinflation the next couple of quarters, will not have a single year of 3% growth. And again, keep in mind, they changed the way they calculated GDP last summer. And the rule of thumb that I've seen is subtract 3% from the published rate, and that gets you to what it would be before they mucked with the calculation. So instead of being a positive 1.2%, it would be around a negative 1.8% if they were still calculating it the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and we're finding some prices are increasing to the highest numbers ever. I mean, I looked up the average price of cutting a lawn in the United States. The average price of cutting a lawn is between $200 and $300. Now, I'm not talking about an acre. I'm talking about the average lawn. The average lawn, between $200 and $300 to have somebody cut your lawn. It's absolutely insanity. We'll be right back.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, there was a person carrying a sign at the DNC, and it was absolutely quite accurate. It says, when the rich rob, it's called business. When the poor rob, it's called violence. How accurate is that, right?
Yeah. love to get on that. Let's get to some of the other issues here. When I wrote the Financial State of the Union, I left out the pension problems because in the scheme of things, it's small potatoes compared to Social Security and Medicare. And I wasn't trying to do a complete accounting. I was just trying to paint the picture to get you to understand what the position is, what that means. And, you know, pensions just didn't really add to that. However, here we are in real life. Pension funds are popping, and it is an important indicator of the way things are going. And it's not just here in the U.S. Pension problems in Japan, the world's biggest pension fund loses $51 billion in stocks. And the one below it and the United States, the largest United States pension fund suffers worst annual return since the financial crisis due to heavy stock losses. The stock part of their portfolio lost 3.4%. That's the California Public Employment Retirement System. So there you have it. The largest pension fund in the world, the largest pension fund in the United States. These organizations have some of the best fund managers you can find, and they can't make it happen. Now, what's going to be even scarier as we get through the rest of the financial links today, we have to understand how companies are lying with their earnings and the tricks that they're doing in order to make them appear to be in better shape than they are. And one of those is that they've been borrowing money at the low interest rates that you and I can't get, and they've been using that money to buy back shares of stock. So what that does is it takes whatever earnings they have, and that's spread among fewer shares of stock, so their earnings per share, which is the benchmark, looks better just by borrowing money and buying stock. Well, that's not all they're doing. They're also taking their GAAP results, generally accepted accounting principle results, and doing these adjustments to them. And it's those adjustments that are being reported on. And in some cases, we're seeing a $500 million loss now being reported as a $500 million gain. So again, we've got earnings that really aren't there. And then another metric, which we'll be talking to after the next article, the price earnings ratio. Take the price of the stock divided by the earnings, and that tells you how cheap a stock is. And of course, the price has been driven up through artificial means. You divide by the earnings, and it's already in a bad position. And if you consider the earnings are much worse than that, that means the price-earnings ratio is understated as well as what it should be if you were using real numbers. So, like I say, fasten your seatbelt. The rest of the financial section here is going to be pretty wild. And before we get there, another bad sign. You know, we've talked about how ESPN has been losing subscribers. Well, it's worse than that. People just can't afford pay circuses anymore. Dish loses 281,000 subscribers. That's just unimaginable. And if you think, you know, they're probably getting a minimum of $40 a month for every one of those subscribers. You multiply that out, that's millions of dollars, and that's a big hit. Vince?
I was thinking about what you were saying about lying about earnings and losses being reported as gains and the P.E. ratios that are manipulated. You know, when I was in school studying finance and economics at the university, you know, I learned that in order for a company to do well, you had to have sales and you had to have customers. And what you're talking about, John, is the manipulation that will come back. It can't go away, as far as I can tell. It's going to come back to bite these companies down the road, isn't it? I mean, is there any way that they can bury this forever? I don't think so. Without going belly up, won't this come out to haunt them down the road?
Well, you know, the government's been doing things to kick the cans down the road for Social Security and Medicare, and this is the corporate way of doing the same thing. It's kick the can down the road. You know, things are going to get better later on, and then all those lies don't matter.
But, you mean because of the collapse?
But we're running out of road. It's not a cycle anymore. It's a wall.
So are you in agreement with what I said? At some point, it's going to appear, and it will be a catastrophe. Is that what you're saying? I mean, that's what I see.
And what I'm seeing is analysts calling for a 50% reduction in stock prices, and some are calling for as much as a 70%. And
we may even see
that this year.
All right. So if we have a 50 to 70% reduction in stock price and people have placed their bets in the stock market, they're going to see 50 to 70% of what they think they have invested evaporate, just evaporate, go away, right?
And that goes back to the pension funds we just talked about. A large amount of what they're invested in is stocks, and that's going to make them even more underfunded. Then we have to look at the bond side of their portfolio. Especially the government bonds are now going for negative interest rates, so they can't really invest in those and earn anything. The corporate bonds, I would say, are questionable because as we understand what the real position of these companies are, those bonds are probably going to become more risky. And sooner or later, we get to a point where they're going to have you know, market interest rates on bonds. And when those interest rates go up, the value of the existing bonds go down. So that's going to crash the bond market that's held by, individuals and pension funds. So it's kind of like there's no good way out of this. And they can't just keep on, going with negative interest rates because, really, do you want a guaranteed loss on your money by investing? You have to have a certain amount just in order to come out ahead just based on inflation and taxes.
And there's a headline that says, Chelsea Clinton's husband closes disastrous hedge fund and after losing 90% of its money. So they've lost 90% of their clients' funds, 90%. This guy's name is Mark Mizvinsky, Chelsea Clinton's husband. Bill Clinton's son-in-law, Hillary Clinton's son-in-law. And another headline says, Chelsea Clinton's husband won't apologize to investors after losing 90% nearly $25 million of their money in a hedge fund. So even the guys who are connected are having problems. That's the point, John.
Are they having problems, or are they just taking advantage of the situation for themselves?
Well, probably yes. Both, right? Yep.
Well, I've got an article here on the PE indicator, price earnings. Goldman, and, there's a lot we can say about them. The last two times the price earnings expanded this much, the result was a historic crash. And they also link to another article in here. Goldman warns of a sharp plunge in stocks in the next few months. So if you're one of those that looks at charts for indicators, this is one of those that has some historical value. And as I explained a couple of minutes ago, the earnings aren't even as good as this chart would suggest they are, which means that the stocks are even more overvalued than they should be, which would again lead to a larger crash things become uncovered.
You're not waiting for me, are you? Did I lose John Reagan?
I'm here.
Okay.
Had to clear my throat and, you know,
okay.
Didn't get the mute off. Well,
okay. I'm looking at silver. Silver is at 2039 right at this moment. So silver is just ticking generally up. You know, it goes down, but the general trend is slowly increasing. Please continue.
And keep in mind, when the stocks and bonds start crashing, the only real place to go of value is silver and gold. And the amount of real silver and gold out there is very small in comparison to these paper markets. And that's going to make the price of the real silver and gold explode. But I wouldn't take any solace in that because when I say this, it historically would lead to war, which in a short period of time would lead to no supply chain for us. And the gold and silver would be as worthless as it is. And,
yeah, and add to that, Hillary wants to increase income taxes, increase business taxes, increase capital gains tax, and increase tax on stock trading, and she wants to have an exit tax. So that's Hillary, increase taxes, and anyone who's...
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
What? Today, God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class Captain John Reagan's with us, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. His website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. If you'd follow along with class, all you have to do is go to click on the news tab, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. John, please continue.
Now, let me rapid fire the rest of the financial section, and then you can tell me what you want to cover more before we're done with this hour. First mega foreclosure hits Houston office market. 1.5 million square foot, six building office and retail complex on 36 acres. doesn't get much worse than that. Global trade has been revised down an average 2 to 3% for every month. And you think about how bad the numbers have been the last few years. Subtract more from that. We've got General Electric's numbers that I talked about, how they fudge things. Their beat came despite organic orders being down 16%, power being down 27%, equipment orders down 30%, and aviation down 37%. Intel is even worse. They beat expectation thanks to $1.4 billion in add backs. So what their earnings were, they added $1.4 billion to that to beat. IBM managed to beat despite a 17th straight revenue decline. I guess when expectations are lower, it's easier to beat. World's airlines crashing at worst rate since 2008. Transportation is bad all over, including transportation of people. Another bad month for truck shipping, and the freight index continues to be rather flat and down. And when you look at the Cass Freight Index for 2013 through this year, 2016 is below every month of these 4 years. And to round it off, national health spending to exceed $10,000 per person for the first time thank you, Obamacare, and this is a reason why people can't spend more money elsewhere in the economy. Vincent?
You know, I was thinking when you mentioned General Electric, and in 2014, around September 2014, there was an announcement that General Electric was going to sell its consumer appliance division to Electrolux AB. And they're saying that, we're not really a consumer products company. That was General Electric in 2014. Really? So the refrigerators that they manufactured, the toasters, the microwave ovens, the dishwashers, the irons, what would you call those if they weren't consumer products? I can't imagine what else you might call them. But they say they're not a consumer products company, so they wanted to sell that business, the appliance business, to Electrolux. And then there was a post on the internet that says that General Electric is going to sell to China's Haier, if I'm saying that correctly. I've seen this brand, Haier. You can see Haier small refrigerators, like dormitory style refrigerators at Walmart. You can see them at Sam's Club, and so that's the product we're talking about. And so General Electric agreed to sell its home appliance business to China's Haier, General Electric is expanding into other areas like, give me just one second when I pull this up. They're going to sell into the gas industry. So I guess that would be gas turbines and oil field equipment and jet engines. So General Electric, that company that we grew up with in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, they got out of the business of making those products that are in your kitchen and in your home. General Electric, they bring good things to life. At least that's what they used to say. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.